thought about, as it is Mother's Day, and Sister Jackie asked us before Sunday school, she said, well, you going to tell us about the trip that you took? And we did take a trip. Sister Ellen and Brother Scott and Sister Joy was kind enough to ask us to go along with them. Amen. This morning we're going to preach on Skeeto and Farrell. Amen. No. They kept saying all along that, boy, we're giving him some sermon material now. Brother Ron says they was giving you a break. Sister Jackie all the time telling me that Brother Ron gave you sermon material. But no, God blessed us, and we had a good trip, and it's good to be home and good to be here on this Sunday morning and on Mother's Day. We're going to read a verse to us this morning in the book of Isaiah, chapter number 66, and say just a few things this morning, and then we're going to read some verses in a minute and honor our mothers. This verse here, I want you to listen to the verse, and I want you to think about it as we read this verse in Isaiah chapter 66 and verse number 13. Isaiah 66 and verse number 13. As one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for your word. We thank you for this day, for this time. Ask you to help us now, I pray, in Jesus' name, that we might preach your word and that you might open our hearts to receive this morning that we need. And Father, just have your way, we pray, and minister to us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Now, did you catch that verse and what God is saying here in this verse? He said, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you, and ye shall be comforted in Jerusalem. That's amazing to me. The amazing part of that verse is who's comparing to who? God is comparing his comfort to a mother's comfort. Now the Bible tells us of God in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, and the God of all comfort. Nobody can comfort us like God can. Amen. But yet, God speaks here in Isaiah, and he says, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. How is it this morning that as we honor our mothers and we think about what a place that they have in our lives and in our world, in our communities, and in everything that takes place, what a role that mothers have taken part in, and we wonder, how could it be such a great role? It's because what God has put in to women, to our ladies. Listen, as one whom his mother comforteth, so will I comfort you. How is it that a mother can provide so much comfort? How can they be such a special person and do things that, listen, mamas can do things that nobody else can. They just can. How is that? Well, I tell you how it is. It's because it's how God made them. It's the things that God put in them. All this that I hear and I listen to in this world today with all the movements that we have going on and man versus women and all. Listen, God didn't make us alike. He made us different. And he did it for a reason. And here he expresses himself when he's speaking to them, and he wants them to know how much that he would comfort them, how that he would take them up in his arms and care for them and console and comfort and help them. He says he compares it to their own mothers. And I mean, I find that amazing that God would say that my comfort. And listen, I realize and I recognize that, amen, because listen, even a mother Boy, as great as that love is, nobody can love like God. Nobody can comfort like God. But see, here's what God knew. The closest thing that He could give to you and I and to here, to the nation, for them to recognize and realize what He was talking about when He said, I'll comfort you. The closest example that He could give them was that of the comfort that they had received of their own mothers. I mean, that was how that they could comprehend it. It's the closest thing that we have to the comfort that God can give. And what a blessing that we can have that. And that God, He knows how to comfort us. He knows, the Bible says that He knows the very feelings of our infirmities. And He knows how to show comfort, to give comfort and to show mercy. I know that through the years, my mother has been able to show mercy and give comfort. And God said, that's what I'll do. That's what I can do. And see, this that God has done is what the Bible refers to in other places as a natural affection. A natural affection. I've witnessed some things. The Bible tells us about that hen gathering up her chicks. And God tells Israel, here's what I would have done. You know, as that hen would have gathered up her chicks and let them all run up under the wings to take cover, to hide. Amen. To find that comfort and that peace. God said, I would have done that to you, but you would not. Nature shows us and tells us how that natural affection works in mothers. I watched a video just recently. A little deer fawn had got up. There was a fence, a small 4 or maybe 5 foot fence between it and these dogs. But boy, these dogs was coming, and the little fawn was right there at the fence. And those dogs was there. Boy, they were barking like they was going to eat it. And guess what happened? Mama deer jumped the fence. And buddy, she went to stomping and running. And she chased dogs all over that yard. They decided they'd go back in the house. Where's that come from? Listen, we're talking about even in the animal kingdom, there is a natural instinct. I know, and we won't go into the details, but I know when Daddy was in law enforcement, there was a particular case, and it was not around here. It was nationally that it was heard about, and it was talking about, I think somebody taught a class, and the gentleman was part of that, and when he went home, his wife told him when something was said about it, and his wife said, it didn't happen that way. And he said, why not? She said, because I'm a mama. And she said, it wouldn't have never happened that way. No. It didn't happen. Why? Because she knew there was something. Now, listen, when she says that it wouldn't happen that way, the Bible tells us, and God help us, there are some that have departed from the natural affections that God has placed within mankind. Men and women alike have departed from that to go in other direction. But this morning, we know that sin's distorted everything, but this morning, if you have a memory and if you know of this natural affection that you have received from your mother and the love and the sacrificial love, consider yourself blessed that you have received that love. Because it's portrayed for us in the book of 1 Corinthians. Love is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Beginning in verse number 4, where it tells us charity suffereth long. And here this word charity, I mean, it speaks of a deep love. That's the meaning of this word charity. And it said charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity flaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, and endureth all things. So So to anyone who has known this kind of love from their mother, amen, what a blessing it's been. And for anyone that has not known, they've longed for it. And sometimes we've received that love because in this life, many have been adopted into families, whether officially or unofficially, and they've received this kind of love from outside of those that were of their own kin by blood because, amen, because of the work that God has done on somebody else's heart. And they made it real. But we recognize and we see and we read these things here in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and we think about love and what it is and what it does and how it suffers long and kind and it don't envy and it's not puffed up. It don't look to flaunt itself, but amen, it's a love that looks after others. Amen, it looks after others' love. Some little children, and I know I've shared some of these. It's been a while, so if I repeat, you may not remember them anyway. Because, see, I can't remember which ones I shared, so I didn't look it up. But it was just some things about love when they were asked what love was. And I'm going to tell you what, sometimes us adults, we just need to stop and listen a little bit. Because these were between the ages of 4 and 8 years old. And Billy, who was age 4, he said, "When someone loves you, the way they say your name is different. You just know that your name is safe in their mouth." You think about that. Amen. This is a 4-year-old. He's describing in his words about love. Little Chrissy was 6 and she said, "Love is when you go out to eat and you give somebody most of your French fries without making them give them any of yours." Some of us have a hard time with that now, don't we? I tell on myself. I told my wife, we'll pull in there at McDonald's. I say, "You want any, you know, get me a little burger. Is that all you want? You don't want French? Nope, just a burger. That's all I want." I said, "You sure?" "Yep, just a burger. Burger and a tea." So we get a burger and a tea. Well, listen, if I'm at McDonald's, I can just go ahead and tell you, I don't ever just get a sandwich and a tea. Or a sandwich and a drink, we get us a fry, a French fry. We get to riding down the road or we get to sit down and we get to eating and I notice my French fries start disappearing. I tell my, "I thought you said you didn't want, well, I didn't want me." I said, "Well, all you had to say was get me, I don't care how many you eat." I said, "If I had known that, I'd ordered me an extra large." Of course, see, it's happened enough now that I realize I know it's going to happen, so we just going to get plenty. I just quit asking because if she don't eat hers, I know there's somebody else in the car that will. But see, he said, that's love. Well, here's one for you. Y'all think about this. This is from Tommy, who is 6. He said, "Love is like a little old woman and a little old man who are still friends, even after they've known each other for so long and so well." Amen. They're still friends. And they know each other so long and so well. You know, the reality and the truth is, amen, God help us as we grow, we should, especially with our spouses, we should fall in love more and more as the journey continues, not less and less. Amen. Jessica, who was 8, said, "You really shouldn't say I love you unless you mean it. But if you mean it, you should say it a lot. I love you." Boy, I read these things and thinking about what 1 Corinthians says about love and thinking about what Proverbs chapter 31 says about the virtuous woman and how she tends to her family and takes care of her family. And I thought about the love that mothers have and I thought about the love that God has. And then I read from 5-year-old John and he said this. And I do think I've shared this one, but you're going to hear this one again. He said, "Love." He said, "Love is what you have at Christmas when everybody in the room gets quiet and nobody's opening the present and everything is just perfectly still." He said, "That's what's in the room is love." God, help us to love the way God does. To help us to love the way that God has blessed us. And let us think on these things. The Bible tells us about God's love for us. How much did He love us? He says that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And in our lives, God has placed people, and especially mothers, in such a unique role that He said, I'm going to tell you, He said, I love you, and I want to comfort you. I want to try to explain to you how much I love you and how much I want to put my arms around you and for everything to be all right with you. And the closest thing that I can do to that so that you can understand is to tell you this. As your mother used to put her arms around you and comfort you when you were sick. And amen, when she used to kiss you on the forehead. Amen. When she used to fix those special meals for you, and when she used to do those special things for you on those special days, when you fell down and you skint your knee and nobody else couldn't make it any better. You know, it's mothers. I remember me and Scotty having a bicycle wreck one day, and he took the worst end of it when he went through that fence, and I tried to help him, but he didn't want my help. And he let me know. He wanted one person. He wanted mama. He wanted mama. And God says, it's at those kind of times, those times when, boy, you, that comfort, that's the closest thing you can know to what I want to do for you. How I want to put my arms around you and how I want to love you and comfort you and be everything that you need. He said, the closest thing I can tell you is just think about how it used to be when mama used to do it. Amen. And see, with God, it'll be that and more. Amen. Because where did mothers get the capacity to love like they do? They got it from God. Amen. Amen. In the beginning. See, that's one of the things we did see. Not only did we go see the ark, but we saw the Creation Museum. And amen. And in the beginning, God. Amen. God. He made Adam a helpmate. He took a rib and He formed Eve, the mother of all living. And He said that the Redeemer of this world, it wasn't going to come from Adam, but it was going to come through Eve. And thus it was that the mother of all living, the reason this morning that we have hope is because that one day God visited a little virgin lady and He said, that was within you is because of the Holy Ghost. And amen, she brought forth a son and they called His name Jesus. God loved us so much that He gave us His only begotten Son that, amen, we could have everlasting life. And I pray this morning that we recognize and realize the blessings that God has given to us. And one of the great blessings that He's given to us is that of our mothers. And amen. As we close this morning, we're going to do things a little bit different this morning. I want us to pray, and then I'm going to read some verses to us in 1 Samuel, and we're going to say a little more about our mothers and honoring them this morning. But this morning I want to ask Daddy, if you will, just to pray for us here and thank God for our mothers and all that they've done for us.
Well, we're thankful this morning for this time we're gathering up on this day, God, it's been named Mother's Day. Lord, we thank You for all the blessed gifts of life that You have allowed us to enjoy, that You blessed us with. God, we know this morning that there's none None of the blessings that we receive in this earth has been greater than our mothers. Lord, we're so thankful for our mothers today, for what they have meant and still mean to us. God, for the examples that Christian mothers set before their children, God, that helped us as we grew up, God, we may have strayed, but we always remember what our mothers told us. Lord, I remember my own mother telling me, "Son, I'm praying for you." It was such an influence in my life, and Lord, I know that many others have experienced that same influence in their lives. We thank you for godly mothers. God, I pray your special blessing today on each mother in the house. God, I pray that you will just help them to feel your nearness.
Yes.
God, that you'll touch them with your Holy Spirit.
Yes.
God, help them to recognize that they have great value, not only in the eyes of men, but in your eyes. And that's mentioned in the Bible, God. And we're so thankful this morning for our mothers, and I just pray a special blessing as, well, while we're here today and as, even after we leave, God, I pray that you'll touch our mothers and help them today, each one, God, to feel special and to feel blessed. Because, God, we know that truly they are, and we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Okay, here again. Amen. Preachers doing things and getting themselves in trouble, but here I'm going to do it anyway. I want all of our ladies, if you will, to come up front this morning. And Scott, have you been put in charge of taking a picture?
Well, I figured I
better. Okay, well, I'm going to let you see about working on that, and I want to read this while they're standing up here, and we can take a look here. I might need to duck and read, but it says in 1 Samuel, it talks about the vow of Hannah, and that Hannah had went to pray. And boy, I'm thankful for our ladies and mothers that have prayed. It said she prayed, and she prayed in her heart, but her lips didn't move. And Eli thought that she may be drunk. He didn't know what was going on with her. And he confronted her, but in verse 15 it said, "And Hannah answered and said, 'No, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord.'" Verse 16, "Count not thy handmaiden for a daughter of Belial, but out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, 'Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him.'" And I pray this morning, as our mothers pray, that God grants the petitions that come forth from your lips. And I'm thankful for our ladies here at Old Mount Zion Baptist Church and for all that you do, not just for your families, but for our church and our community. And I'm going to let Pam take care of the distributing of the roses, but we want to give you all a little token and tell you that we love you and we appreciate you. Can we give our ladies a hand this morning?
Y'all a good looking bunch too.
Amen. What did
you say?
I said y'all were good.